in the 80s, you were making $1 million a year.
Jim Inhofe and I.
Senator Jim Inhofe. Yeah,
bought the Grumman factory. What happened is I had a deal offered me that was such a good deal, but they needed $3 million as earnest money or something, and I had to have it within 24 hours. It was really a good deal. This was one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals. Jim was a pilot, and he was also a businessman.
Yep.
I don't know why I picked Jim, but it was a good deal. I was down at the mayor's office 9 o'clock the next morning.
He was mayor of Tulsa then.
He was mayor of Tulsa, yeah. And I was down there at 9 o'clock the next morning because this happened about 3 or 4 in the evening. And I could get $3 million, but I couldn't get it that quick. We had to have it by 10 or 11 the next morning at their bank in Chicago. The factory was in Savannah, Georgia. But there ain't no big banks in Savannah, Georgia that handles hundreds of millions. So I was waiting at Jim's office. He come in at 9. He took me in his office with him, and I explained the deal. 10, he said, let's go to the bank.
Let's go to the bank.
Oh, it was that good a deal, let me tell you.
So you went and got $3 million.
We had the money before our deadline.
And the two of you bought?
Grumman Factory.
And that's in Savannah.
It was the largest single purchase probably ever made, except for the military or the airlines might have made a larger purchase. But we just covered the field up over at Riverside with airplanes. I was still at Riverside then.
You flew all these?
I think that's when they asked me to move because we just got so big.
You flew all these Grummans. How many would you fly?
Well, actually, the initial purchase was not that large. It was 50-some, but that's still a large number of airplanes at one time. But I got several times over that in repossessions that they had to repossess. We got all the repossessions, and we bought them for 50 cents on the dollar, too. And then we bought the ones that were unfinished, and flying them back, we just had the most fun. We went to get them 25 at a time. We didn't advertise at all that we wanted pilots. People heard about this all over the world. I had one call from England. This guy wanted to know if he could fly over at his expenses and fly back with us. 25 airplanes flying in formations would be, hell, I don't think the military ever flew that right. many in formation at one right. time. So going down, we just had the most fun. I booked 25 seats on Delta. I had to change planes at Atlanta and go on to Savannah. So we all sitting together, obviously. I was buying the drinks because we could have a drink because we're not going to fly back till the next day. The stewardess took her hour to serve 25 people around the drinks, and one stewardess handled us all. So when it come time to pay for the first round, I paid, and she said, sir, are you doctors going to a convention? And I said, no. Well, they was all hollering for another round of drinks by then. So she had to stop and wait on them. So when she got done with the second round of drinks, she come back and she said, are you lawyers going to convention? And I said, no. They was hollering for another round of drinks. By the time she got them, it was almost time to land at Atlanta. So when she collected for the third round, she said, I give up. What are you? I said, we're the Tulsa Mud Wrestlers. That was when mud wrestling was big. And I said, we're going to Savannah mud wrestling. And she went up and told the pilot, and he put it on the speaker system. He said, good luck to you, Tulsa Mud Wrestlers. We had more fun on that trip. And when we'd land somewhere, landing 25 brand new airplanes, they put it in the newspapers. And we landed Tupelo, Mississippi. It was an ex-military base, big base, so we knew we'd have enough room. And they had a big story headlines to paper.
So you fly from Savannah
to Tupelo, Mississippi.
To Tupelo, and then from Tupelo
to Tulsa.
To Tulsa. Once you had them here, you sold them pretty fast.
Oh, my goodness. They used Tulsa Piper's, a bigger place to meet. I was handwriting the bill of sales. And I would write them so fast, my hand would get tired. I couldn't write. I just had to stop and shake my hand.
That's tough making money, isn't it, that way?
Yeah, and we were making pretty good money because we could sell them for way less than what the factory sold them for.
Jim Inhofe was the mayor. Did he involve himself at all with the business?
He was financially helping you, partners. He helped me make the deal. I could have, but I couldn't have met their deadlines.
Right. That partnership lasted for many years?
Well, no, actually, it just lasted till we sold out. That Grumman probably took us 6 months to sell them all. That was because there's more kept coming in.
And both of you made pretty good money on that.
Made good money. Well, I met my goal of making over $1 million a year.
For many years?
Well, yeah.